verses 1 through 4, in deference to this being the choir's annual day, I'll wait till the next time I preach to talk about the birth of Christ. We'll talk about a song today. Psalm 137, verses 1 through 4. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. The response was, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? And I want to talk about without a song. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord without a song. Well, what is this without a song? It seems almost contradictory that the people of God would be without a song. Amen. The people with a song in their hearts have been silenced. Praise for the child of God is not only what they do, but it is who they are. Amen. We who know the Lord, we're praised. Amen. We don't need any external things to get us praising the Lord. Amen. We start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, and we'll slip our hands up and say, Lord, thank you. And people will wonder, how come we're saying hallelujah? It's because we know what the Lord has done. Amen. The psalmist attested to that. He said, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side when the enemies rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. But I praise the Lord that for the child of God, there is always a song. And so what's happening here? There is not a song. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, we know that Israel were singers. Psalm 100 verses 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And, you know, let me pause a minute before I get to verse 2. There is no way, Sister Margie Odom, to make quiet noise. Amen. We say make a joyful noise, that we ought to make some noise. Amen. When the Lord blesses you, amen, the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. Amen. Too often we've been blessed really beyond measure, and we sit so placidly around, just like the Lord hasn't done anything for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. But watch this. Come before his presence with singing. If that's not your cup of tea, Psalm 101, verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Not yours, Psalm 144 and 9. I will sing a new song to you, O God. I will sing your praises with a 10-stringed harp. Amen. You talk about getting down. When I play a 10-string harp and celebrate the Lord, amen. Don't you know something is going on? Amen. Well, you say that's not yours either. All right. How about Psalm 146? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell myself I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Are you getting it? Amen. Israel were a singing people, but now they have hung their harps in the willows. And are saying, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Amen. Well, I want you to see something. And I don't know whether you were listening close enough. Now, if you don't get anything else out of what we say today, this is worth your coming. We have to learn to read the Bible. See, a lot of us read the Bible, but we don't read the Bible. Amen. We need to hear what God is saying when we read the Bible. And all of those psalms that we read, they were all songs of praise to the Lord. Y'all didn't get that. They were all songs of praise to the Lord. Amen. Here, some folk are trying to be funny and say, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And Israel is saying, I can't do it. Amen. The songs that we sung back in Jerusalem, they were to our God. Amen. Amen. And there's a lesson for choir members. Amen. You're not in the entertaining business. The purpose for your singing is to glorify God. And if your singing is not glorifying God, think again. Amen. It's all about Him. Amen. Now, if it's not about Him, then you know, you can join BB, King, that is, not, and amen, you know, you can, I got a woman way across town, and if that's not yours, you can get some country western. But when we're talking about praising God, amen, it comes from the heart that, Lord, I love You. And the songs that I sing, I want You to know that I love You. But not only do I want You to know, I want everybody around me to know that I love You. Amen. There can be no question as to my allegiance. Amen. Praise His name. Amen. But here we have a people experiencing a forced separation from Jerusalem. Amen. And I got to tell you, they were there because of their sins. Amen. But now they are in really brought to the posture of mourning. Amen. Amen. But if you can just think about Isaiah 24, verse 8, the B clause says, the joy of the Lord ceases. Amen. When you're out of harmony with God, that ought to be something that you think about. As long as I stay connected to Him, I will always have a song. But when I'm separated from Him, amen, I no longer have a song. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, no longer resonates with me. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. No longer means that much to me, amen, because I'm separated from the Lord. And I got to tell you, two can't walk together except they be agreed. In the lesson, we see the callous, the hateful Babylonians demanding exotic entertainment. They were used to Babylonian singing, but now we've heard about these folk. They can sing. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. Amen. What the Babylonians sought really was entertainment. Amen. It had no worship value. There was no praise value. It's simply a matter of being entertained. And there are too many folk that come to the Lord's house and they want the choir to entertain them, not realizing that the choir is leading praise. Now, somebody didn't get that. Amen. The choir is leading praise. Amen. They are not there just for entertainment value. Amen. They want you to know the God that we serve. And I don't know whether you know Him or not, but He's awesome. Amen, amen. The old folk could describe Him like this. He's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The question begs to be asked, do you know Him? Amen. Has He done anything for you? Because if He's done anything for you, amen, praise so effortlessly slips off your tongue. Amen, amen. You see, You will have difficulty talking about, amen, He bought me a mighty long way if you don't know where He bought you from. But when you know it was the Lord, amen, when He picked you up and turned you around, place your feet on solid ground, you know it was the Lord. You have to give Him some praise. Amen, amen, amen. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, Paul says in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and spiritual songs and hymns, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. I can speak from experience. And I've told this before. My grandmother raised us, and it was me, my two sisters and a brother, plus my cousin. And so that's five of us that our mothers dropped us off at my grandmother's. And she really didn't have a full-time job. She did what was called day's work. Now, see, y'all don't know what day's work is, but you'll have to ask me later, and I'll explain that to you. But she did day's work. But we never missed a meal. Amen. But there were times I would see her walking through the house, saying, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. And you know, before that day was over, somebody stopped by and blessed us. And I started thinking, you know, she's right. God will bless you. Amen. You don't know how it's coming. You don't know who's going to be the instrument to do it. But God will do it. We just have to learn how to give him thanks in everything. Amen. Even when the meal barrel is low, you can say, thank you, Lord, because you kept me this long. And I'm trusting in you that you know how to make it well. But here they are without a song. Amen, amen, amen. But that Ephesians 5 and verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank him for what he does for us every moment of every day. No one of the psalmists said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. When we realize that the song depicts what's in our heart. And I told you that before. Amen. When a man's girlfriend leaves him. Amen. His heart's broken for sweet Lucy. Amen. He sings the blues. Uh-huh. And for the country western fella whose horse has thrown him. Amen. He sings some country western songs. Amen. But for the child of God, amen, whom God has blessed, amen. See, sometimes we fail to see small blessings, and we let them just pass right by us. As an example, he woke you up this morning. Amen. I know you thought it was the alarm clock, but let me tell you, the Lord woke you up this morning. Amen. You say, well, you're too simplistic, Pastor. No, I'm truthful. I realize that if it had not been for the Lord, I could sleep on, but God is merciful. Amen. He wakes you up and, amen, starts you on your day. Then he keeps you all day, and then he lets you go to bed and sleep a beautiful night of sleep. And then he wakes you and you start all over again, and you're able to get up and say, thank you, Lord. Ah, when the Lord has really blessed you, you got a song on your lips. Amen. Your song provides a means for praising and thanking God. Can I go ahead and preach?
Yes,
amen. The Bible tells us that Israel, because of her disobedience, amen, found herself in Babylonian captivity. And Jeremiah had told them, you're going to be there 70 years. Amen. And isn't it amazing that oftentimes we bring things on ourselves? If we would let the Lord lead us, we could stay out of a lot of trouble. Amen. Because he's a mighty good leader. Amen. But for they were there for 70 years. And can't you hear them not singing like they did in Jerusalem? But Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, then was our mouths filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said they, is the people who were watching what the Lord had done for them. And they said, the Lord has done great things for them. And then Israel started thinking about it. And they said, the Lord has done great things for us. Amen. Every now and then you ought to think about the great things the Lord has done for you. Amen. Amen. You might not be driving a Lexus, but the Lord is still good. Amen. You might not eat ribeyes every day. Amen. But God is still good. Amen. You might not wear Hickey Freeman suits, but God is still good. Amen. Every now and then you might have a touch of old Arthur getting in your joints, but God is still good. Amen. Amen. You see, some folks say, well, if God is so good, how come I got this stick? God is good enough to give you a stick. Amen. You ought to praise him for what he has done for you. Amen. Amen. We look for what God hasn't done, and God has done so much. If he never does another thing, you've already done enough. Amen. We want God, amen, to be the doting grandfather sitting in heaven dispensing gifts to us. But amen, he's already given us the greatest gift. Can I go ahead and preach? Amen. Amen. When you're without a song, you must not know what the Lord has done for you. While you were yet a sinner, you were not getting better. You showed no promise, and yet he sent his son. His son looked at us and saw we were not that much. As they say in Fifth Ward, amen, we were not all of that in a bag of chips. But the Lord went to the cross anyway. He died for us that we might have eternal life. And I don't know whether that's joyful to you or not, but I know where I was. And I know what the Lord has done for me. And I can't talk about you. And one thing I've learned about preaching, I don't want to glorify sin. But I want to tell you that God has been good. Amen. When I was dumb and did dumb things, God kept me. Have I got a witness here? Amen. When he could have cut me off in my sins, God is merciful. He gave me another chance. Let me tell you something, one thing that I've learned about the Lord, amen, don't waste the opportunities he gives to you. Amen, we don't know when they're going to run out. But I'm going to praise him with every fiber of my being. I'm going to bless him. Amen. We said, even if God stops blessing me, and he's not going to do that, if he stops blessing me, I'm still going to sing his praises. Amen. If nobody wants to lift their hands and say hallelujah, I'll do it all by myself. Amen. Amen. Sister Janice, no, I love that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm honest enough to tell you I wasn't that good. But God is good. And God knew what it was to save me. Amen, amen, while I was still enjoying my sin. You see, a lot of folk, can I go ahead and preach? A lot of folk like to say, the Lord stopped me from running women. Amen, it wasn't the Lord, it was time. Amen, time stopped you from doing a lot of things. Oh, come on, get honest with me here. Amen, we say, well, you know, I used to do X, Y, and Z. Well, the truth is, you no longer can do X, Y, and Z. But when you quit doing it while you're able to enjoy it, you know it's the Lord that did it. Can't nobody beat the Lord blessing you. Have I got a witness? But when I talk about a song to sing, amen, amen, when we talk about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, amen, I want to praise him. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say thank you, Jesus. He put a new song in my mouth. Amen, amen. When I used to join with Bobby Bland, amen, and say the thrill is gone. Now I tell folks the thrill is here. God is a good God. Amen. He keeps us day by day. Even when the enemy wants to cut you off. Amen. God is still there. Can I go ahead and preach? When I understand that God is a good God. Amen. I want to praise him all the days of my life. Amen. I don't need to praise him just when I'm going through trials and tribulations. Amen. I want to praise him when the days are good as well as when I'm going through hell and high water. In the midst of everything, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. My question to you is, do you have a song? Has God given you a song that is your song? I don't know about your song, but Amazing Grace,
How sweet the sound. That's my song. Amen, amen. When I think about what God has done for me, amen, took me out of Fifth Ward, took all the Fifth Ward out of me. You see, somebody didn't get that. Amen. He took me out of Fifth Ward, but he took Fifth Ward out of me. Amen. Gave me a new song to sing. Amen. The new song is, I will trust in the Lord. How long shall I trust in him? Until I die. I don't know about you, but God is a good God. How do I know he's good? Well, let me tell you how I know he's a mighty good God. While I was yet a sinner, he gave his only begotten son. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It was, have I got a witness here? When the world was going to hell in a handbasket, the God that we serve, he sent his only begotten son, and he was born of a virgin, not by the will of man. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that while we were yet a sinner, he came through 42 generations, born in, have I got a witness, in the land of Bethlehem of Judea. The Bible said they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. I said, you got to read the Bible, for you see, swaddling clothes is what you would put on folk when you're getting ready to bury them, which tells me he was born to die. He came to give his life as a ransom for all of us. Have I got a witness? And then Brother Peter said he went about doing good. He opened up deaf ears and cut away stammering tongue, gave sight to the blind and fed the multitude. But that's not the best thing he did. Can I go ahead and tell you the best thing that he did? It was on a Friday. Oh, yes. It was on a Friday. He put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill called Golgotha. He let him nail his hands and riveted his feet. They stretched him wide. They dropped him low. He died. Oh, yes. Died for my sins. But that's not the best part about it. He died for my sins. But he got up for my justification. It's just like I never sinned. Have I got a witness here? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody said every now and then, Amos will mess up, and the devil tries to accuse me of doing X, Y, and Z. But when God the Father looks at me, he can't see my sins. For the blood will wash my sins away. So let me give you another song. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. I don't know whether you're able to be able to grasp the enormity of the blood, but he shed his blood, put in a borrowed grave. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. I can destroy, but I will defend. All power, Holy Ghost power, preaching power, living power. Have I got a witness here? Somebody says, but I can't do it. No, you can't do it. But the God on the inside will help you do it. Yes, we can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. without a song. When Israel got back to Jerusalem, they lifted up a song of praise. But as I come to a close, I want to lift up a song of praise. I want you to know that when I get ready to leave here, the song on my lips is redeemed, 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 redeemed. My soul has been redeemed. And I want you to look at the second verse, and it goes like this: redeemed, redeemed, my soul. My soul has been redeemed. I don't know whether God is real to you. But Dwight Thompson used to say, he's as real as my right hand. I don't know what he is to you. But I know what he is to me. That's a song. Hallelujah. When I understand how good God is. Amen. I can praise him. Amen. Some folks say it's just a crazy hallelujah praise. Well, that's really what you ought to have. When you come to the Lord's house. Let's see now. Let me give an accounting. I left the Lord's house. Got in the Lord's car. Drove over the Lord's streets, came to the Lord's house. He let me get behind the Lord's desk. He let me preach to the Lord's people. Ah, hallelujah. There's a reason to praise him. Somebody reminds us that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. I know we get caught up in rash commercialism. Amen. We want to make sure I got gifts for everybody. But can I give you a gift that keeps on giving? Jesus. Let Jesus come in your life. And when he comes in, you don't have to worry about re-gifting. Amen. Amen. It's as fresh when you give him to somebody else as it was when you received. Amen. You know, we get some strange gifts for Christmas. And we look at them and we say, and we take off that wrapping paper and we put on a new wrapping paper and we put a label on it and give it to somebody. Well, let me tell you about something. You don't even have to wrap up. You don't have to put a label on it. Just tell somebody about the God you serve, that he loves you so much. Is so good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, and I'm done, but I tell folks, if I was God, I wouldn't have given you a will. Everybody would come in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But God is good. He allows you the privilege to accept him or reject him. But let me tell you two quick things. Just like the governor in our Sunday school lesson this morning, amen, it says he was intelligent, amen. He was smart enough to know he needed Jesus, amen. And then when Jesus was born, the Bible said some wise men came to him. Wise men still seek Jesus, amen. The problem with us today, we don't show wisdom. But if you look at the political climate, before all of this is over, you're going to be praising him. You're going to realize all of my help comes from the Lord. I can't expect anything out of Washington, D.C. Amen. Amen. You got folk that are all upset. I'm trying to stop. They're all upset because Washington hasn't responded to their request for help. Because of Harvey. Let me tell you something. If God is on your side, he'll make your enemy. Amen. He knows how to make the enemy take care of you. So you just put it in God's hand and watch God work it out. Yeah, God will work it out. I gotta quit.
We shall extend the privilege. How shall they preach except they be sent? Amen. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Well, let me close on that note. Some good things. What's a good thing? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you what a good thing is. A good thing is that he who loved me enough to give his life for me. A good thing is that he saw me in my sin, but he loved me too much to leave me in my sin.
That's right.
What is a good thing? A good thing is him sitting at the right hand of authority saying, sacrifices you don't want, but give me a body. Let me go down and redeem him.
Right.
Amen. A good thing is he stepped through 42 generations. Have I got a witness here that tells me that was a plan that God had for us from the beginning?
That's right.
Amen. It was not happenstance. He didn't just scratch his head and say, what am I going to do? Yeah. That was a plan from the beginning. Amen. Amen. From the beginning when he says from Judah, the law shall not depart from thee till Shiloh come.
That's right.
He had a plan the beginning.
That's
and so 42 generations.
That's right.
He was born of a virgin.
That's right.
Isn't this amazing?
That's right.
But you got to understand why he was born of a virgin. If he had been born by the will of man, he would have had a sin nature.
That's right.
Go ahead and preach, Pastor.
That's right.
But because he was virgin born, that sin nature didn't pass from parent to offspring.
That's right.
Amen. Because he that knew no sin became sin, that we might become the righteous of God. I don't know whether you can understand this or not, but the Bible says, all of my sins he put on himself in the form of a cross. Went up a hill called Golgotha. Let them nail his hand. Not because they overpowered him. They did not have the power to overcome. But the Bible said he allowed them. Have I got a witness? He allowed them to nail his hand. He allowed them to rivet his feet. He allowed them to drop him low. He allowed them to stretch him wide. He died because he allowed them. He said, no man take my life, but I give it as a ransom for many. When you understand the Romans' road to salvation, if he had not died, you would yet be in your sin. But thanks be to God that while we were yet sinners, he died. But it didn't stay dead, because the Bible said early Sunday morning he got up with all power. Have I got a witness? That's why Paul could say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That's why I preach the power of God to save me from my sins. But not only did he save me, but he sealed me. Have I got a witness? He's able to keep that has been committed unto him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, temptations might come, but I'm sealed till the day of redemption. Somebody needs to understand that. When you sent the Holy Spirit to indwell us, when you're about to go off the deep end, the Holy Ghost says, warning, you're about to mess up. I'm glad that he will not suffer my foot to be moved. I'm fixed and I'm sealed. Have I got a witness? But one of these old days, he's coming back after a church without a spot or blemish. My question is, are you in the church? I don't
Antonina is your name on the road, because a lot of our names are on the road, but we have not been saved. We need the Romans road to salvation. For I can hear Jesus said to those that were on the left side, depart from me, for I never knew you. And they're going to say, but Lord, I prophesied in your name. I gave money to your church. But the Lord is going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. You know, it's bad to go to hell from the church. Have I got a witness? Have I got a witness here? It's easy to try to fool folk. I stop by to tell you, there's one that never slumbers nor sleeps. He sees us whatever we do. I'm glad you can't fool the Lord. You can fool the pastor with your fake holiness, but I'm glad that God says, I've got an eye that sees everything. Have I got a witness? When he looks at you, what does he see? I'm glad when he looks at a child of God. I might have sinned and come short, but when he looks at me, he can't see my sin for the blood. I'm covered under the blood. My question is, are you covered? Are you covered under the blood? Oh yeah, you can look holy, you can act holy, but only the heart can tell. Have I got a witness? Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want us to get this. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. I don't want to do all of this and wake up in hell.
That's right.
You go through all these gyrations.
That's right.
All this.
That's right.
You don't have to do it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When I understand that Christ has made it possible for the whosoever, that's why we want to emphasize whosoever. Amen. From the down and out to the up and get them. Amen. Whoever you are. And any place in between, he's made it possible that you can come to him. Amen. Not the elite. Amen. Not the degreed. Not the bum under the bridge. Amen. Anywhere he can reach you. Amen. He says, hear, believe, come. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Hear, believe, come. May we stand.